Do you want the Patriots to win this game? I thought it was an interesting question by Andy Hart. He wants them to tank at the number one pick, get the best pick possible, and then do with that what you will. Maybe you pick at one. Maybe you trade back. Now you're in a position of power going into next year to get the team right around Drake May. I don't necessarily subscribe to that, but do you want them to win the game? Do you think there's value in winning games like Sunday against the Jaguars with Drake May out there?
I want them to win, you know, and I'm pro-tank, right? I'm pro-tank when it came to Bath. Didn't work out for them, but when they were going for Kevin Durant or Greg Oden, when they were going for Andrew Wiggins or Jabari Parker, hell, when they were going back to Tim Duncan.
Oh, yeah.
A young Rich Keefe famously remembers them.
Yes,
get Tim Duncan in the draft, you tank your tail off. So I'm pro-tank. Even last year, it got to a point where I was for sure was all about the tank. You know, I wanted Chad Ryland to miss that field goal against Denver. I wanted a high draft pick. But again, there's also when there's that golden ticket, I feel like it's a little bit different. So last year, you wanted one of these top three quarterbacks.
Yep.
You ended up getting one of them, but it was out of your hands. You got the one that was remaining there. In other drafts, like we said with basketball, it was specific players. It wasn't just the number one pick. Like last year in the NBA, you
want Wembanyama. LeBron. You want a player like that.
You want one of those guys.
In the right year, well-timed out tank.
And I think in football, it's mainly for the quarterback. The Colts did it for Andrew Luck. I would say overall it worked. No Super Bowl, but it worked. He was a really good quarterback
for
a while.
They were in the playoffs in year one.
So I think that's the year and the time to do it. It's also too early. Like, if we get down to the final four games of the year, that final month of the season, and you're looking at it, and we're on Tankathon, and you're like, all right, they could be in a position to trade down and get a million picks or just take Travis Hunter if they just lose these next two. Then you know what? I'm all on board with that.
Oh, I'm 100% on board with that.
But week seven, mix in some wins. Grab a win if you can. I don't think there's going to be a lot of them. I think they can try their asses off all season, and they could still potentially lose out. But I think for a guy like Drake May, it's not just about like the physical hits that he takes. Like, is that a great thing for him to just go in there and go like 0-11 as a starter?
No.
Probably not. So I want them to win. It's too early in the season for me to be rooting against the team. I'm rooting for the team.
Same. And here's the thing. There's only so many winnable games on the schedule,
right?
Yeah, okay, let's go through it. They have Jacksonville this week. That's a winnable game.
Winnable.
Doesn't mean they're going
to
win.
No, this is a different exercise.
Winnable.
It's not win or lose. It's winnable or losable.
Okay.
Winnable.
Are the Jets winnable?
No.
Okay.
They just got blitzed by them,
and
they just got Adams.
Fine.
They got smoked by them. They got blown out.
Yeah, the Jets are a two-win team, but fine.
Yeah, one of those wins against you.
At Tennessee.
Winnable.
Okay, I agree. At Chicago.
Less winnable now.
Less winnable from when the season started. I'm more concerned about that.
Less winnable.
How about at home against the Rams on the 17th?
Oh, winnable.
Very winnable.
Winnable.
Game.
Rams suck.
At Miami, Tua back.
Yeah, so Tua, I would say Tua dependent.
Yeah, I mean, they already
lost. If Tua's playing, then no.
They already lost at home to Tyler Huntley. I don't feel like that's
close
a super
game,
winnable
though.
Game was.
Jalen Polk gets his little tootsies in.
How about the Colts at home before the bye on December 1st?
Yeah,
winnable
Colts
game.
Colts is winnable.
Okay, then they have at Arizona, winnable.
Yeah.
At Buffalo, Chargers, Buffalo. I'm not sure those
no.
last. So we're talking
three,
four, five winnable games left on the schedule.
Yeah.
Winnable. That doesn't mean they're going to win them all.
No, you might as well go for it.
I want them to win those winnable games. If they lose to Buffalo.
Yep.
I mean, if they're non-competitive and they get smoked and Drake May throws four picks, well, then we'll criticize
if
that.
If they win two more games, they could still get the number one pick.
They could.
Yeah.
So, but I want them to be competitive in the games where they're outclassed. Houston, I don't know that they were quite competitive. It was Drake May's first start. I'm willing to give them more leeway. But like some of those Buffalo games late in the year, I want to see them be competitive. I don't expect them to win. They need to win some of these winnable games. They do. And Jacksonville would be a great one. So yeah, I am rooting for them to win this game this weekend. If it were Jacoby Brissett, I got to be honest, I probably wouldn't really even care.
No,
I want them to win.
I want them to win too, but I think the most important thing still to me is just Drake May plays well and Drake May continues to develop and some of those receivers play well.
So you could present this to you.
You could thread the needle and win, you know, lose 27-24.
Okay, let me ask you. What would you rather? You'd rather they win but Drake May plays poorly or they lose, Drake May plays well?
Oh, Drake May plays well. Yeah. The most important thing is Drake May plays well. Now, if he plays really well, usually that translates to a win.
Right.
But I don't want him to have no touchdowns, two picks. They run it really well and win on defense. That doesn't help me with Drake May.
I think I still want that.
Oh, see, I
think I still want that win because Drake May can take a step back and there's still some overall growth. Like, we don't expect every game out of him to be great.
I don't, no. But I'm saying, like, if in that scenario, I would rather him, you know, 275 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, and they get I mean, this isn't a great example. I don't think they get out-dueled by Jacksonville. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, in some lose. Of these games going forward, like, if it's a good fought game and he plays well and you can see him getting better. Because so say you get to 2025 and the record is whatever it is, and you're like, Drake May had a lot of bad games, but like the defense turned around. I'd be like, no, I still need the quarterback to be the
better
guy. I
don't want a lot of bad games, but like I think there might be something to the locker room where you win with Drake May even if he doesn't play great. There might be something
to that.
Well, I don't
want to win like Tim Tebow.
No, I don't want to do that every week, but I'm saying I think this team could use a win is my point. I think this week this team could really use – if you want the team long-term to buy in on Drake May, the team could use a win. If they're losing to Jacksonville, there might be a lot of guys looking around the locker room like, all right, we have a talented kid, but where are we going? What are we doing? Like, you could get some real buy-in with Drake May by winning the game. So, obviously, I want him to play well and them to win. I think there's more value in the win than even his level of play.
I guess it probably depends on what it looks like. You know, like, in the fourth quarter, is it just they win on defense and special teams, and he kind of, like, they win in spite of them? Then I don't want that. Like, that's not for me. I want him to be the reason why they win. So, you know, conflicting in the chat, so in the Twitch chat, Free Mandela saying last week was perfect, meaning Drake May scored some points, but they lost the game. You saw some flashes. You feel good about Drake May. But then Slim Jim says...
Yeah, okay, go.
Slim Jim's basically saying, what are you talking about? He had two picks and a fumble and only one touchdown before garbage time, which I don't...
So let me tell you.
I don't like that.
I'm fine with Drake May's debut. I was encouraged by it. But I wouldn't... Perfect is not the right word. Because if they're losing by 20 points every week...
No, that's not perfect.
No, that's not perfect at all.
It's three turnovers.
Right.
Yeah, we looked the other way for his debut, but he can't turn it over two times every
week. Right, I agree. Like, he exceeded my expectations and played better than I thought for his first start against that team.
Yes.
But now you're playing Jacksonville,
or
you're playing
the
Colts.
Team you play for a while.
Right. No, like, to me, that needs to get better. That was not a perfect scenario. That was fine for his first start. But that needs to get better. Fewer turnovers, more competitive games, and some wins. I mean, that should be the goal. It's not acceptable to lose every game. With Drake May, it's just not. Like, they need to beat Jacksonville, beat Tennessee, beat teams like that. Indy's another one. We just went through it. If they don't beat Buffalo, I'm not going to crush them.
It's also,
they didn't beat Houston, I'm not going to crush them.
Yeah.
Jacksonville's different.
It's also really hard to go 0-12 or whatever he would end up going. Like, look around the history of the league. How many winless teams have there been? How many quarterbacks that have started over 10 games in a season have gone winless? Like, that would be a really small list, I would imagine.
Goff's rookie year was winless, I believe, but I don't think it was that many games.
I think it might have been six. I can double check. And that was, that was a mess.
And you're hoping
that led to a coaching firing and everything else.
And you're hoping he's better than Goff.
Oh, definitely better than Goff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went 0-7 as a starter. So, I mean, that's a lot. Then the next year he went 11-4. Something changed. I'm trying to think what changed there.
A little different coaching, a little different play calling.
New coaching.
A little more talent.
No, I mean, that would be tough. And I think that would be tough for him, too. Like, even if he's playing well, like, you heard him after the first game. He had all the right answers where he was like, I didn't feel great about the game because we lost. It's all about wins. And so if it's next week he's saying the same thing, the week after that he's saying the same thing, the week after that he's saying the same thing, like that could be pretty taxing. Everybody's worried about him getting like smashed into the turf. What about going 0-11 or 0-12 as a starter? Like that'd be pretty rough.
I would not feel good about that. No matter how he looks, I wouldn't feel good about that. So do you want him to win this weekend? Good question. By Andy Hart, 617-779-7937. Are you tanking just to get the best pick? Is there value in getting a better draft pick and then figuring it out? Like the Rams did. You know, they made a coaching change and they made a lot of other changes, but is there value in just being terrible and then figuring it all out next year? I don't think so. I think there are wins they need to grab down the stretch. So you can jump in on that. You can also weigh in on Drake May, his MRI. Did it actually happen? We know he's got a knee injury going on. How concerned are you about that?
Yikes.
Do you have a minimum threshold, Keith, of wins? I know we all want May to play well, and it's all about May's development. Do you have a minimum threshold of wins where you'd feel good going into next year? Or is it really all about May?
No. I don't think it comes down to wins and losses, because they can all look different.
They
win
two games, meaning one more game all year long, and you'll feel good about that if May looks good.
I could, yes, because I think just look at this season and this stretch. These five losses have all been very different losses.
Yeah.
Like, if you have more Seattle and even Houston losses as compared to New York, San Francisco, which were super lopsided, or just how ugly the Miami game was, right? Like, they all count as a loss in the standings, but how we felt about it the next day was so dramatically different.
Correct.
That, yeah, no, it would, I mean, if you go 1-16, that's insane. Like, that's brutal. It's almost hard to do. But no, if they have 2 wins versus 6 wins, I'm still going to be really focused on Drake May. Did they develop Jalen Polk? Did Pop Douglas continue where he started from, you know, this past week? I'll be more concerned about that because we've seen teams before. Like, your Rams one's a good example. Like, horrible rookie year Jared Goff, horrible last year of Jeff Fisher. Boom, the very next year they were great. Like, the very next year they're in the playoffs and they're really good. So the NFL, that there's so many examples of that, worst to first, first to worst, like teams having these dramatic turnarounds, that I wouldn't, there's not like a win total in my mind.
Okay.
Do you have a number?
Yeah, I mean, I had 6 before the year. I also thought when they were doing that, Drake May was going to get in earlier than he did.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people who felt he wouldn't play late in the year. I thought for sure he'd be in by the Miami game, which is only 1 week.
So put it in,
I thought there was a chance he was starting week 1 or 2. Yeah.
So 12 games, he's already 0-1.
Four wins? Three, four
so
wins?
Can Drake May go 4-8?
Can he go, can he go 3-9, 4-8, something like yeah. that? I would, and he needs to be playing well, and the games need to be competitive. Like, there's a lot of layers to it.
If they go 3-9, I think they're going to nail my my under.
That's true. You're under 4.5. Yeah. I had him at 6 wins before the year. He got in a little later. Maybe I'll move that to 5. I'd like him to go 4-8 from here on out. Like,
yeah.
And again, I want him to play well. There's other stipulations to it, but just boiling it down to a win total, that would feel like they were on to something.
I also think it's important for Jerod Mayo. I mean, this is, we're talking
100%,
about May, yeah. But maybe even more so for Mayo. Like, his first year, and we, you know, kind of joke about when he told the morning show that they're definitely going to win more than 4 games. And you're like, you sure about that? Sure about that? That's why. So I think for him, I mean, like, Drake May's development is paramount. But for Jerod Mayo, there's a big difference. I would say way more of a difference for him in the offseason than for Drake May. Because Drake May can be like, I didn't play my first 5 games, you know, and you know, then I got thrown in there, bad offensive line, blah, 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 blah. Whereas Jerod Mayo says, all right, you took over a 4-win team. So bar's low.
Yep.
And you won 3 games?
Yeah, you took a step backwards.
You went worse. You got worse.
And you got better at quarterback?
Yeah, so
how'd
I think
you do that?
I think, yeah, red flag all over the place for Jerod Mayo, Elliot Wolf, Alex Van Pelt, like all those guys. The win total matters. Yeah, that's how I'd answer. The win total matters for the coaches more.
Yeah.
Some sort of respectable number. Whereas a guy like Drake May and some of the other young players on the team, just for me, just get better.